This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. A bunch of us are wearing red. It's Go Red for Women Heart Month, although I think we should also go red for men. Okay, you know, my father had a heart attack. I'm, you know, very, very scared about anybody having a heart attack. So I'm wearing red for everybody, men and women, because heart disease is still the number one killer. There's a lot of symptoms that people have, and they're not just the typical left chest pain. When my father died, he didn't have any left chest pain. And he didn't have arm pain and anything like that. So we're going to talk about heart disease. We're going to talk about some of the professions that we notice women seem to be more afflicted with heart disease. I'm also going to give you guys the latest with Corona, of course, and some interesting stuff with tonight's debate from the Democratic side. So we're going to get to that. But, you know, a common question I get, and it's obviously coming to me because, you know, I work with a lot of students and I, you know, have a lot of friends who are older doctors. And so I get asked, who is a better doctor to see, an older doctor or a younger doctor? And there was a study a couple years ago done out of Harvard that really didn't answer that too well. It actually found that if you looked at the mortality rate of doctors under 40, it was actually a little bit less than doctors under 60 or over 60. And some of the, and then the median mortality rate was the middle-aged doctor. So there was an argument in that study that maybe younger might be better when they looked at 700,000 hospital admissions between the period of 2011 and 2014. But I just have a different take on it, okay? Because I was a young doctor once. I was. I know it's hard to admit. And I'm on my way to being an older doctor, even though I'm semi-retired already. So that's the problem. I don't like to tell people I'm semi-retired because I people then think I'm older than I am. It's really, really hard to kind of play the 29 card when you tell people you're semi-retired. So being honest, if I was honest with me, okay, I did some of my best medicine, not as a student, not as a resident, but within those first couple years of finishing school. Actually, so my best medicine was when I was an ER doc at Lake Havasu. I told you guys about this case, which actually kind of fits with this whole women in red and, you know, heart disease. There was a woman coming in with a UTI, and I was really, really busy. We were slammed in the ER. I was splitting it with another doctor who was an official ER doctor, and so we really didn't have a bed for her. So we kind of had her in the, you know, on a gurney in a private area in the hallway. And she had a UTI. And she said she was nauseous after we, you know, were getting ready to discharge her. She asked me for some nausea medicine. So I gave her some nausea medicine. And then she started having a little trouble breathing after she got that nausea medicine. I've told you guys this story multiple times. And I'm like, wait a second. I have an older woman here with trouble breathing. Even though her urine looked like she had a UTI, something's not right. We checked her heart. Checked her lungs. It turned out she was having a heart attack, but a second heart attack. Her cardiac enzymes, I decided to run like through the roof, and it turned out that she had a heart attack the night before, woke up feeling funny, and she thought it was a UTI. You know, one thing we're trying to make well known on, you know, this week with heart disease and wearing red is, this month, is, you know, some women may not have that typical chest pain, going to the left arm, dizziness, palpitations. They may feel, they may walk in saying, I think I have a UTI. Anyway, we sent her to Arizona. She was great. She was fine. So basically, that nausea medicine Or maybe not the nausea medicine. Maybe she just started feeling nauseous because she was going into her second aftershock, her second MI. And luckily she was cast, lived, did great. But that was one of the very rare times somebody presented with a UTI was actually having a heart attack. Now, I'm not saying if you have a UTI, you might have a heart attack. But I picked up on that because I was young and I was ready for it and I was looking for it. I wasn't lazy and relaxed in a lot of my diagnoses. I've had people come in with a toothache and I'm like, you know, this is a toothache. I got to check the heart. So when I was younger, had a lot more energy, was always ruling out the bad stuff because, again, my older doctors were being sued left and right for all sorts of things. And they would say, look, you x-ray somebody who smokes twice a year. You do this, which is kind of one of the reasons why we had Obamacare. It's because doctors in my generation had to order a bunch of tests, you know, to not miss something, and we didn't. You know, we didn't miss a cancer. We didn't miss things. But on the flip side, it costs healthcare a lot of money. So the younger doctors I like because they're fresh, they're looking for things, and they're on it. However, the older doctors, they could diagnose without a test. An older doctor could just look at you. You know, I could look at somebody and go, okay, something's not right. And I was trained to diagnose without the CT, without the MRI. A good physical diagnosis is supposed to diagnose you, and then you just use the MRI or the CT to confirm. So I miss the old school doctors in that they were trained with their hands, not online and not, you know, using a computer-generated EHR to help populate all the symptoms. But these younger people, they know the latest. They know the latest treatments out there. They know what we could do for cancer. They understand a lot of the imaging. And they're up on the latest studies. So if I had to pick who is better, an older doctor or a younger doctor, my answer is middle-aged, okay? But only if that middle-aged doctor is, one, in contact with baby doctors, young doctors, I call them babies, little babies. Oh, my gosh, my little baby's all grown up. But, one, if they're in contact with the younger doctors and open to all the new information and learning. But, two, make sure, on the flip side, that they embrace the old-school type of medicine where, one, you listen to a patient, you take time with the patient, you follow that patient, and you follow up on them, and you hopefully have that longevity. I don't know if it's an idea of you picking old or young or whatever as your doctor. The medical landscape has changed it where you don't get the same doctor anymore, or insurance changes and you don't get the same doctor. So in a way, you're going to be losing it, which is why we're relying on computers. But don't discount an older doctor or a younger doctor. That's the point. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so guys, I tried to wait. I know we're already coming into the second week of the month. I got to start talking about heart disease. You know, February is National Heart Month, and I know a lot of people don't like these health months. You know, it kind of depresses them. Just like October. October with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that's a rough one. For people who have breast cancer, or people who have family members with breast cancer, it's a rough one. All month long, you are reminded of the cancer diagnosis. And it's tough, but the flip good side to it is, you know, we're educating people, and we're, you know, hopefully you're going to learn just a little something new, and then maybe be more, you know, diligent when it comes to your heart health, okay? And so, you know, let's kind of, you know, teach you what we can, and don't get depressed, okay? Because heart disease is beatable. So, you know, we just have to get our acts together. So, heart disease, leading cause of death. Men, women, people of most racial and ethnic groups in the United States, if you ever have a test to take and they say, what is the number one cause of death? And you want to say the in-laws or the wife. No, that's not the answer. The number one cause is heart disease. Apparently, and very frightening, every 37 seconds, somebody dies of heart disease. Which means since we started the show, we are looking at possibly 40 people who have possibly died already of a heart attack since my show started. 647,000 Americans, according to the CDC, die each year from heart disease. 647,000. That's one in every four deaths. So, it's a lot every year. I mean, that's worse than a war. That's worse than coronavirus. It's worse than flu. So, yeah, we need to talk about it. Heart disease costs the United States about $219 billion each year from 2014 to 2015. Healthcare services, medicines, lost productivity, families needing to go on government assistance because dad died, you know, grandpa died. So the most common type of heart disease, there's tons of heart disease. We've talked about congestive heart failure where the heart is a pump and it doesn't seem to work well as a pump because the muscle's weak. You have abnormal rhythms to the heart. But the number one cause of heart disease is coronary heart disease. Coronary heart disease is where a coronary or a artery going to the heart gets clogged or blocked. That kills about 365,000 people a year. Now, who gets coronary artery disease? Well, it could be older people. They say 2 in 10 deaths happen, you know, in those under 65. The majority of them, 8 in 10 deaths happen over 65. But get this, 18.2 million adults age 20 or older have this. Remember I told you there was a study where I believe they looked at Vietnam vets who had died. And they looked at their hearts and they looked at their arteries. And there was already artery blockage in 18-year-old men. Boys. 18-year-old boys who died in Vietnam. And back in the 60s, you didn't really always eat McDonald's. Now, maybe a lot of the foods was fried and fat and, you know, things like that. So it might have been, you know, some of the home-cooked meals that could have done it. But you get artery clogging even as a kid. So every 40 seconds, somebody might have be having a heart attack. Dying of cardiovascular disease could be anything, CHF, atrial fibrillation. But every 40 seconds, somebody has a heart attack. They say every year, 805,000 Americans have a heart attack. So almost a million every year. 605,000 is a first heart attack. 200,000 are repeats. And one in five heart attacks, according to the CDC, is silent. Meaning, you don't even know you had it. A lot of people who have had a heart attack, they go, it's my first heart attack. It might have been their eighth. And they just never knew. So ethnic groups obviously have a lot of disparity in terms of who's more at risk. Indian and Native Alaskan American comprise 18.3% of deaths. Men more than women. Asian American, Pacific Islander, 21%. Black, 23.5%. White, 23.7%. Hispanic, 20.3%. Men still exceed women. However, the lowest gap, the narrowest gap between men and women is in Black Americans. Which means you can't just say heart disease is a man problem. So what are your risk factors for heart disease? Well, diabetes, obesity, overweight, unhealthy diet, physical activity, excessive alcohol, smoking, family history of heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, short stature could also put you at higher risk. And so, you know, there's been some questions as to, well, what are some other signs? Let's say your EKG is normal and your insurance doesn't pay for cardiac testing. What are some other signs? Well, we really don't like to look at physical signs. You know, sometimes we'll see people with little yellow dots around their eyes, little yellow hard plaques on the skin under and around their eyes. Those are xanthomas. That could be a sign that you have high cholesterol. An article in 2018 said deep forehead wrinkles could suggest heart disease risk. They found people like, if you look at Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton has some deep forehead wrinkles. So deep forehead wrinkles could be a sign. We talked about earlobe creases, the Frank sign. Frank sign is where you have a diagonal crease in your earlobe. A medical student had taught me that because her father was a cardiologist. And when I looked up, I read about that little diagonal crease. It came from Sanders Frank, Dr. Sanders Frank, in 1973. And he described it in patients with coronary artery disease. They've had CT scans and things like that, looking at the heart. And they did find a correlation. It could also predict stroke risk, too. You know, if you do have artery clogging, that these, you know, forehead wrinkles or deep forehead wrinkles or earlobe crease could signify, that could, you know, also signify that you might have risk for stroke. Why? Well, maybe it's because poor vascularization. If you don't have really good strong blood vessels because of all the cholesterol or diabetes or whatever, maybe it causes dimpling of the skin. Maybe collagen and elastic fibers lose their elasticity from poor vascularization. We don't know. You know, and a lot of times our bodies will dermatologically through the skin manifest in terms of showing a sign of something going on internal. You know, there's dermatological manifestations of internal disease. We'll see this with acanthosis nigricans or dark discoloration under the arms. We'll see this with yellowing of the skin, with jaundice or liver disease. And so, you know, certain things, colon cancer may cause a lesser trochlea or like a smearing of moles looking image on somebody's back. So it's, you know, definitely something worth considering, but just because you see a Frank sign doesn't mean necessarily, you know, somebody has heart disease, but it's something to look at. So you're going to see Go Red. Go Red is a campaign, where today people are wearing red. It's not for Valentine's Day. It's not for celebrating a period. And it's, you know, an American Heart Association campaign to kind of remind us that, you know, women can have heart disease too. And they might not have the typical chest pain, trouble breathing, palpitations, dizziness, you know, weakness, sweats. They might have jaw pain. They might have nausea. They might feel a little winded. Maybe they'll have a cough. And that's very, very frustrating because a lot of women that do have heart disease, you know, won't, you know, a lot of times even complain about it also. Remember Rosie O'Donnell that helped, somebody out of her car. I believe this was in New York. I think, you know, there was somebody who was having issues getting out of a car, so she helped her. Later that night, her shoulder hurt. So she's like, well, I must have, you know, strained my shoulder, you know, helping this woman out of her car. And then it turned out the next day when she went to a doctor, it was a angina or vasospasm of her coronary artery, or she was at risk for a heart attack or possibly had a heart attack. And all it was shoulder pain. So I recommend to men and women, because this isn't just a women issue, this isn't just a man issue, that if you have a weird symptom that doesn't seem right, a toothache, and the tooth seems fine, you know, you feel a little dizziness, you have some trouble breathing when you go upstairs, you get nauseated, you faint, you have a fainting spell. You know how many people have fainting spells and the ER says, oh, you just had heat stroke? No, it was a heart attack. So, I mean, it could be heat stroke, but, you know, in the winter, get it checked out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two more planes carrying Americans from China are arriving back in the United States. They'll stop at Travis Air Force Base in California, where they will be screened for the coronavirus. Dr. Jennifer McQuiston with the CDC.
While under quarantine, each passenger will have symptom checks multiple times a day. And if anyone is found ill, they're going to be immediately transported to a local hospital for isolation with conditions that will help prevent spread.
There are now 61 cases of the virus aboard a cruise ship off Japan. The death toll from the virus is now 636. President Trump's lawyers want to put the brakes on a lawsuit filed by an advice columnist who's accused him of raping her in the 1990s and is now seeking DNA as possible evidence. They argued that E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit is extensive and burdensome. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have another debate. This one is in New Hampshire, and it's coming on the heels of Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders' near tie in the Iowa caucus, which was one debacle after another, which we don't really understand why it was such a cluster, because they say that the app was made by people who used to work for Hillary Clinton's campaign. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on with that. But tonight's debate is going to be down to 7 candidates. That makes it a little easier. Do you guys do that where you'll watch the debate? I don't know if I'm going to watch. Some of my friends want to go out tonight, but I am interested in it because in the original debates, there's so many people talking. They're like, well, I don't want to hear from them. You know, I want to hear from Yang, or I want to hear from Gabby, or I want to hear from, Joe Biden, you know, and you know, somebody else is talking, like, well, I don't care what they're saying. You know, and so when you start to narrow the field, now you get to kind of hear a little bit more concrete stuff, and then they get kind of put on, they kind of get put on the stand a little bit more on, okay, so, you know, you talk about Medicare for all, you know, you gave us a very loose idea of how you're going to pay for it. Are you serious? I mean, we don't have enough money for regular Medicare now. You know, it starts to get, you know, we'll hopefully get a little bit more meat out of it. So ABC is hosting the 8th Democratic primary debate right now with Apple News and Hearst Television's WMUR-TV affiliate in New Hampshire. The debate has been sanctioned by the Democratic National Committee, taking place at St. Anselm's College Sullivan Arena in Manchester. It's going to air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. I don't know when they go pee. That is really hard to hold it for 3 hours. So we're going to see Andrew Yang, who's an entrepreneur, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, sorry if I can't pronounce the names right, former Vice President Joe Biden, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and businessman Tom Steyer. I don't know if, I was wondering, if I would run for office, what would they call me? Would they call me an entrepreneur? Probably not. Would they call me a businesswoman? No. I would they call me a radio host? Would they call me a doctor? They would probably do, I don't know what they would do. Person who absolutely knows nothing. Well, I know much about politics, I just don't like it. Person who hates politics and is on air. Personality, Dr. Dahlia Wax. Yay, Dr. Dahlia! 2% of the votes. Okay, so, Chief Anchor George Stephanopoulos is going to be there with David Moore and Lindsay Davis. They're going to moderate the debate. Candidates are going to have 1 minute and 15 seconds to answer direct questions, 45 seconds for rebuttals at the discretion of the moderators. Candidates will not make opening or closing statements, but there will be a closing question. Yeah, I like that. I'm sick of these politicians going, well, we need to be for the country, and, you know, America comes first, and, you know, I believe our foreign policy position will be something that bridges countries together and makes America stronger. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? It's a waste of time. And then when they do their closing remarks. So the reason why you need to vote for me is because I am your man, or I am your woman, and I will be the face of America. Go to my website at blah. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. Okay, if we want to go to your website, all we have to do is Google you. It's fine. Podium order will be determined by averaging the candidates' qualifying polls as certified by the DNC. Apparently, in order to get to the polling threshold, you have to get at least 5% support in 4 national polls. So they're done with the people only getting 2% here and there. Okay? These were polls in New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. In order to count as qualified polls, the polls had to be sponsored by different organizations or sponsored by the same organization covering different geographical areas. So that's the thing. You just can't get somebody who's polling well in California, okay, because you have other areas. The second path was candidates had to get at least 7% of polls conducted in New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. These polls could be sponsored by the same organization and conduct the same geographical area. Don't ask. Then, and if you don't mind my reading this, candidates had to meet a grassroots fundraising threshold to qualify. They had to accrue at least 225,000 individual donors. I was debating this with somebody the other day, where somebody said it doesn't matter if they've raised no money, they could still run for president. I disagreed with that in terms of, my guess is anybody can run. I mean, I believe Mickey Mouse could even be on the ballot. But my problem with this was you see people dropping out. Kamala Harris dropping out, Cory Booker dropping out. And you see, and I'm like, why would they drop out? They obviously don't want to. So, you know, if that was the theory that anybody could still run, then you would think, well, if somebody's dropping out, it's because they're being blackmailed. Or, you know, something's going to be revealed and they're like, okay, I'll drop out of the race so nobody has to know that, you know, skeleton in the closet. But no, they actually have to have fundraising goals. You have to at least accrue 225,000 individual donors. They had to have a minimum of 1,000 unique donors per state in at least 20 states, U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia. So let's say I wanted to run for office. This is really important because some of you have asked me to run for office. I know. Don't ask why. I don't know why you guys want me to run for office, honestly. I would be an absolute disaster. I would be like, you know, my tweets would be worse than Trump's. Okay? Let me just say that. I wouldn't be a disaster. I think I could be good, but the reason why I would be a quote-unquote disaster in the political spectrum is I would meet a voter, and they go, well, you know, we need this, we need this. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're right, you're right. Okay, let's do that. And then I'll meet another one going, no, but we need this, we need this. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't think about that. And then I would be trying to please everybody. You can't please everybody. In politics, you have to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to just say to hell with a certain, you know, lobbying group or group of citizens and go over here. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't legislate for one thing that screws over other people. I couldn't do that. So that I would be like, you know what? Okay, everybody gets, you know, jobs. I don't know what I would do. I really don't. So I can't do it. I don't like making enemies. So, but interesting how you can't just, if let's say Nevada likes me and Nevada's like, yay, Dr. Dahlia, woo. If people don't know me in Wisconsin, I'm not going to get voted. So you have to have at least 20 states. So what are they going to talk about? Well, we don't officially know. We think some of the foreign policy, you know, like trade deals with China and, you know, maybe, you know, add a deal with, you know, the Middle East, North Korea, you know, Trump's Iran policy. So, you know, all six candidates have criticized Trump's decision to kill Soleimani because they're worried about a chance of broader escalation with Tehran. But most acknowledge that Soleimani was a bad guy. So, you know, they're going to probably discuss that. And so, you know, I don't know. I would like to hear some health care. Not really too sure what, you know, they're going to debate on when it comes to China. I think China is going to be having a complete reverse with everything going on with coronavirus. I don't know. China's already cutting tariffs. China's already trying to save its economic butt because now that over 28 countries have started to put some sort of restrictions in terms of travel to and from China, they got some issues. Not to mention the fear that people have of buying something that could come from China. You know, they might incorrectly think it has coronavirus on it. Or they might, you know, people are panicked. The latest coronavirus case is 31,638 deaths. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they talk about on the debate. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the next crisis America is kind of going through right now is how to react when somebody dies. When a public figure, an icon, a celebrity dies, does the past get brought up or not? And apparently this is a big cluster where Gayle King had interviewed Lisa Leslie, WNBA star, about Kobe Bryant's life and legacy. And she brought up the 2003 allegation against Bryant, the interviewer, Gayle King, and now has gotten death threats and just... just has been vilified online. And Gayle King had interviewed Miss Leslie as part of a package for CBS This Morning. They discussed Bryant's basketball legacy and the tragedy of his recent death. At one point, Gayle asked Leslie what her opinion was of the 2003 accusation against Bryant that he had raped a woman. Now, he was never convicted. The charges were dropped. He issued a public apology. What we find out, there was some sort of a civil suit, I believe, that happened. I'm not sure. He had said he thought the sex was consensual. He acknowledged she did not. And so Gayle King asked her about this. And her network uploaded the clip, quote, out of context, and said they deliberately chosen the most salacious part of the interview. Oprah said she's not doing well. She's kind of now feeling attacked. Even Bill Cosby is tweeting from jail, from what we understand, against what happened. And the interview ran. Like I said, it's a big mess. When we had news of Kirk Douglas dying this week, reports of him allegedly raping Natalie Wood surfaced. Apparently Natalie Wood was raped at age 16, never revealed who it was, but in 2012, I believe somebody had shared that the assailant was Kirk Douglas. I don't know what the proof was. I haven't been following that story. And so, on one end, you're thinking, okay, you have somebody that tragically dies. Okay, let them be mourned. Let them, you know, go through their memorial and you know, let them rest in peace. On the other end, you have people that feel very, very assaulted, shall we say, by seeing somebody put on covers of magazines, being, treated like a pope or a martyr when they possibly did something heinous. The thing is if we don't have proof, if we don't know what happened, you can't accuse somebody in their death of doing something when they can't defend themselves. But what it shows is people are not really in, shall we say, in unison when it comes to martyring somebody or idolizing somebody or mourning somebody. I mean, there are people that think Kobe Bryant is a god. All his charity work, all his athletics, everything he's done. And you have other people who think that he got away with rape. And so, I'm not sure what the answer is. You know, we don't want to not memorialize somebody. When you have somebody famous, you know, people mourn. Just like Michael Jackson. It really affected me. I don't know what he was proven guilty of and everything that was going on, you know, with him and the kids and all that. But despite all that, him dying hurt. It was like a piece of my childhood. Michael Jackson gone. That was rough. That was not easy. Prince dying. That was rough. Not easy. And so the public does need a chance to mourn. The question is do people deserve a cover of a magazine? People lose loved ones, they lose their husbands, they lose their kids, you know, and, you know, when they see everybody come together and donate money for, you know, a celebrity and they lost their child, it's frustrating. There is a growing animosity towards celebrities being treated as gods. But then again, it's not that they're being treated as gods, is you have masses amounts of people mourning their loss. I mean, I found out Kobe Bryant died when I was at a conference, and I was so shocked. In the middle of a lecture, just told everybody. And then as soon as the lecture was over, like, guys, I just heard this. This came over the wire. Kobe Bryant. You know, everyone's like, oh, you know, I mean, when everybody knows somebody, you know, it's shocking. Now, sexual harassment in Hollywood isn't a new thing. Apparently, there's a growing list of people who have been accused of sexual harassment. As you know, Matt Lauer was a Today Show host. There were complaints by a colleague of his behavior. I believe he had been let go. He was fired. Danny Masterson was accused of rape by four women. Danny Masterson was starring on The Ranch and The 70s Show with Ashton Kutcher. Apparently, he has denied all allegations, but he's been accused. Charlie Rose, very, again, famous, I believe, CBS This Morning. I think he's from CBS This Morning. CBS fired him. Larry King had been accused. NFL Network analysts, a few of them. Apparently, Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, Heath Evans had been suspended by NFL Network after being accused. Geraldo Rivera. Bette Midler said Geraldo Rivera assaulted her in the 70s. Made allegations public in 1991. Ryan Seacrest had been accused of behaving inappropriately. Oliver Stone. Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone was accused of assaulting a teenager in 86, according to a newly uncovered police report. An unidentified 16-year-old girl told the Las Vegas Police Department that Stallone, who was 40 years old at the time, and his bodyguard, Michael DeLuca, intimidated her into having sex with both of them. Both Stallone and DeLuca were married at the time. Now, he, of course, calls it ridiculous, categorically false. And again, you just don't know. How do they defend themselves? How do the victims accuse themselves? Al Franken was forcibly kissing Leanne Tweeden. We had Leanne Tweeden on the show. And then made pictures looking like he was grabbing her breasts. Garrison Keillor, Richard Dreyfuss has been accused of inappropriate behavior. Louis C.K. from I Love You Daddy. John Travolta had been accused. There was a police report. Apparently a 21-year-old male masseur said that Travolta groped him. Kevin Spacey, we know of that case. Tom Sizemore. Charlie Sheen allegedly raped Corey Haim when they both co-starred in Lucas. Again, George Takei, Star Trek. Jeremy Tambor, Steven Seagal, Jeremy Piven, Nick Carter, Brett Rayner. So, when there's probably going to be in the next year or two kind of a new way to mourn celebrities who leave that have had previous allegations. The problem is if they've never been proven, do you really sully their name? Or if they did do it, we're coming off a break. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.